It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast. I'm sorry. You don't speak? But okay. All right. You don't have. Oh, you're mute. Okay. It's odd that you're hosting a podcast, if you can't talk. I thought this was like an interview. You've written something. Okay. This is the Tarncast, with Morty. Mort is a mute. He doesn't speak. Says here, so I'm to introduce him. It's his show, what does this say, Mort? I can't. Your writing is very spotty. Morty is here with his very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson, which is me. I felt weird about that. I was referring to myself in the third person there. That's weird. I feel weird about that. All right. Okay. So, all right, there's a list of, all right, this is your list of questions here? Okay, let me, all right, okay, do you want me to read the questions or just answer? Just answer the questions as if you're talking. All right, but the people listening may not have a reference point because you're not talking, you can't talk, so... Okay, I don't mean to be insensitive, but this whole thing seems... No, it's fine, people with disabilities should get to do the same things that everybody else does. All right, so well, what do you want me to do? Leave space while you're... so you don't want me to say... Okay. Yes, I do have... something coming up. It's very exciting. It's a indie feature, independent feature film. It's called Fuzz Track City. I play Murphy Dunn, who's a detective. He's down and out. Things have gone poorly for the guy. He's a good guy, but he's pretty beat up. And then he gets embroiled in a case that has to do with a record. Music. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to give it away, but there's because it's a mystery, a mystery, and to say too much would kind of ruin the fun. But I will say that there's some real sexy ladies in the movie, it's got a lot of excitement, a lot of action, good comedy. Across the board, the performances in this picture are really good, which is not always what you see in a low budget film like this. The writer director and editor and producer, Steve Hicks, he did a heck of a job of getting this cast together, and it speaks to the power of his screenplay. And his writing abilities, that he attracted so much genuine talent. These weren't actors desperate for work or getting reels and whatnot together. These are actors who came just wanting to act and be a part of this project. And it's one of those movies where if it ever makes money, they'll, you know, probably get a small paycheck. But they all basically did it for free. And I don't know, that to me, more, that's a testament to how great the screenplay was. And the movie has come together really well. It's a 90-minute picture, and it's 90 minutes of pure entertainment. I'm very excited for people to see it. Let's see. Let's see. Okay. June 4th is a Monday. A week from this coming Monday. This drops. I don't know why I'm asking you a question, Mort. You can't answer it. Well, assuming that this podcast drops or plops. You don't know. If this podcast is coming out this weekend, then a week from Monday, which is June 4th, at 7:15 p.m. at the Man Chinese 6 in Hollywood, it's part of a film festival called Dances with Films. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting for me. I'm sure it's exciting for Mr. Hicks and everybody involved. It's going to be very exciting to see it up on the big screen. And it's something I think we all can be proud of. Everybody did such good work. Everybody brought it, and everybody went the extra mile. People helping out, doing things that, you know, weren't their jobs necessarily. You know, there's a lot of, when you're making a low budget film on locations, it can be very tricky. You know, sometimes the weather doesn't want to behave, the sun doesn't want to behave, and there's not a lot of money and time you know, say, call it a day and come back the next day. It's not that easy. I mean, it's not that easy on a big budget shoot, but it's more doable when you have money to throw around. But when you don't, it's tricky. It can be very frustrating. And everybody on the set did a great job of supporting each other and sticking with it. And it's something. It's something else. And it's its own thing, you know. It's its own movie. What are you writing? Something? Writing something? Your handwriting is really. Oh, I see. Okay. What do I mean? It's its own thing. Well, it's a very it's a great exercise in filmmaking, because, you know, there has to be a certain amount of familiarity to give an audience something to latch onto. You know, if you go super weird out of the gate, I mean, and that works for some people, but I think you need to come from a place where people kind of at least understand the framework of something. For example, you know, this is a detective story, a private eye story. People have seen private eye stories. There's books and movies and everything, TV shows. It's as old as entertainment itself. But this one is despite that framework, is very much its own thing. It's super unique, and not in a pretentious way at all. I mean, this Steve is he's just a lover of cinema, a lover of movies, and he's a big, you know, he's a big Paul Anderson, is that his name? The Boogie Nights guy, and you know, Tarantino and Rodriguez, and he loves writer directors, and he loves guys who have a very distinct voice, and he's got his own. I mean, and people will see that on Monday, June 4th at 7:15 p.m. This is its own thing, and it's completely relatable. You can get into it. But at the same time, it's unlike anything you've ever seen. You know, the character I play, Murphy Dunn, is just a fun character. It was great for me to play. It really was a dream come true. I had long red hair, which is not, you know, not the way my hair really grows. My hair is curly and it grows upward. And this guy had long red rocker locks and you know, a mustache, a little soul patch, and it was just so much fun to get in that makeup chair in the morning and get all that stuff on and then get the costume on. Because sometimes I'd get to set and I wouldn't know, you know, I would say, geez, where am I going to find Murphy? I'm not feeling him. I just feel like Todd today. But as soon as I started getting on that makeup, boom, I was there. And it was just so much fun. And I don't get to play characters like that very often. I'm usually, you know, the dumb guy or the nerdy guy, you know, or a mean jerk. And this guy, to play, you know, a guy who's so beat up but is good and is a hero of sorts, it felt really good. You know, at first when Steve and I were talking about doing this before we went into production, I was a little nervous about having to carry a movie on my shoulders, so to speak. But as it turns out, it was just such a pleasant experience because all the actors in this movie, you know, you have Dee Wallace and Tarina Pouncey and Josh Adele and Leon Russom and Abby Miller and Josh Wingate and all these everybody in this movie is so good. And every scene that I got to do, even though I was in almost every scene I did, it felt like I was the supporting player and these other actors were the lead. So it made my job much less stressful and just pleasant. It was just great to work with these people. I mean, I can't say enough about the cast. And of course, you know, I can't really say enough about Steve, and the producers, Miley and, Megan, and, that's Miley Baird and Megan Adele and, or Zakhar Adele. I don't know. She's married, but I don't think I don't know what the deal is with her and her last name. So it's confusing, you know, when people don't just commit to something, you know, they're back and forth. On the last name thing, you know, I know it's a new age and it's not about taking them, but seriously, you know, it's just confusing. But in any event, she's a great lady and was so much fun to work with. She's a marvelous producer, kept things going. Her and Miley did such a good job there. And then Johnny Durango actually is the cinematographer, and he did amazing stuff. I mean, the movie really looks like $1 million, and sometimes it would get frustrating because he was a perfectionist and it would take a while for him to set up a shot. And that can be tough when you're an actor waiting around. But in the end, you know, it was always worth it. And he was so much fun to work with. His great sense of humor, likes being, you know, disgusting and stuff like that. He's a funny guy. So it was great. You know, it was all around great. And the end product, you know, kind of reflects that hard work and the camaraderie as well and the connection that everybody had. It's one of those things. It's a very spirited movie, which is something that, you know, technically it's very well done. It's sort of amazing how good it looks and how it clips along given the budget, because you see a lot of low budget movies and, you know, they don't always come together, but this one really, really does. Yeah. So is there what? Oh, yes. The Film Festival, Dances with Films. It's been around. I actually had a friend, Frank Stokes, who had a movie called, Buttleman, which was in, I'm pretty sure it was the first year they did Dances with Films, or it was very early on. So that was a ways back. But they've been around for a while now. And, it's, you know, they call themselves fiercely independent, and I appreciate that. I mean, these are labors of love. These movies, they're genuine artistic works that you aren't necessarily going to get from a studio, and that's cool. I'm glad that they're there, and I'm certainly glad that they selected our film to be part of the festival. Yeah, you can go to danceswithfilms.com. You can look up Dances with Films on the Google. You can look up Fuzz Track City on Google, and you can look up me, Todd Robert Anderson. You can look up Steve Hicks. You can go on IMDb. You can go movietickets.com is selling tickets for the June 4th screening. So there's a lot of ways to find us. Just enter Fuzz Track City in your search bar, Morton. You'll be well on your way to seeing Fuzz Track City. Are there more questions or no? Okay. All right. So how do you end shows? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So Morty, is, the host, and he's saying, good day. Good night. Good. I don't know sign language, Mort. I just... Can we just say, hey, have a good one? Great. Have a good one. This is the Toncast. This has been Morty Mort with special guest Todd Robert Anderson. That's me. I hate referring to myself in the third person. This is ridiculous. I don't mean to be insensitive, Mort, but maybe you should find another hobby.